A Jewish Journal article. Rabbi Sharon Bruce on her new book, October 7th and IKAR's Future. It's a hard time for this book to come into the world, Rabbi Sharon Bruce said. She was discussing her recently published debut book, The Amen Effect, Ancient Wisdom to Mend Our Broken Hearts and World. When she set out to write the nonfiction work, she did not anticipate the events of October 7th, when Hamas attacked southern Israel in an unprecedented assault, significantly altering the Jewish community and beyond. So, it's a hard time, Bruce said again, during a recent phone interview. It's a time when a lot of people who would be open and receptive to the message are not interested in hearing from Jews. And it's also a time in which I think the wisdom is more relevant and more necessary than it was when I wrote it. Published on January 9th by Avery, an imprint of Penguin Random House, The Amen Effect is, essentially, a guide for how to manage times of hardship and fully embrace moments of joy. The book unfolds over 8 chapters, along with a section devoted to how to put the lessons of Jewish texts and Bruce's interpretation of them into daily practice. Bruce named the book after a sermon she delivered approximately 10 years ago at IKAR during the High Holy Days. She continued to give the talk at communities across the country and saw how much it resonated. Eventually, she realized she had the foundation for a book, though it was a while before she began writing. Her day job, meanwhile, continues to be serving as spiritual leader of IKAR. The mid-city-based progressive egalitarian congregation began in 2004 as an experiment in worship. Over the past 2 decades, IKAR has become the rare synagogue success story. It has thrived by offering a spiritual home to those who care equally about citywide efforts to support the unhoused as they do about davening Minha or Ma'ariv. While Bruce's new book charts her 2-decade journey as the community's founding senior rabbi, The Amen Effect is not a memoir. Nor is it, Bruce says, a grief book, though Bruce shares several experiences of serving congregants during the most vulnerable and challenging moments of their lives, at shivas, in hospital rooms, at gravesides. In fact, the book's cover art features a torn garment, a nod to the ritual performed during mourning. Incorporating the rabbinic literature of the Mishnah, Bruce's book argues the greatest gift we can offer someone we care about is simply showing up for them, an idea illustrated by the recitation of the mourner's Kaddish. The mourner publicly recites the ancient prayer, and a community indicates its support by responding, Amen. Whether one understands the literal translation of the prayer's obscure Aramaic ultimately matters little. What matters, Bruce writes in an early chapter, is that a broken-hearted person stands up in a prayer service and reveals his grief, out loud and in public, and the community responds with love and presence. Throughout her rabbinate, the rabbi author has occasionally stirred controversy by expressing politically progressive views in her sermons. A few years ago, addressing hundreds of worshippers at her community's High Holy Day services, she made a Jewish case for reparations for slavery. Additionally, when speaking about Israel, she frequently calls for empathy for the Palestinians while offering criticism of Israel's right-wing leadership. During the Trump administration, she opined about the threat of white supremacists and the undermining of American democracy. But after October 7th, she, like many others on the political left, was taken aback by the responses of those who were silent in the face of Hamas atrocities against Israel. She reiterated that concern during her interview with the Journal. I have been very vocal about rejecting the narrative that the victims of rape and abduction and murder are responsible for the horrific atrocities that were committed against them, Bruce said. I also understand that there is a mass movement of young Jews right now who feel brokenhearted over this war and over the deepening entrenchment in an impossible status quo. Emphasizing her point about the unacceptability of placing blame on Israel, Bruce spoke of Vivian Silver, a Canadian-Israeli peace activist murdered on October 7th at her home in Kibbutz Be'eri. The concept that Vivian is responsible, by virtue of being an Israeli Jew, for the atrocities against her is immoral and something that I cannot, and could not, stand for, Bruce said. Written before October 7th, the book is concerned with matters of faith and heart facing people in their everyday lives. Bruce offers insights, for example, gleaned from encounters with congregants who lost their 2 children, ages 14 and 17, in a horrific car accident. To another congregant, who recently lost his father, she attempts to explain the helpful role the Jewish liturgy can play in the grieving process. Then there's an individual who's suffering from embarrassment due to a recent job loss and is retreating from the community. Along the way, leaders at IKAR, including longtime executive director Melissa Balaban, Bruce's colleagues in the rabbinate, and her family lift her up, making it possible for her to serve as a caregiver to others. In many ways, Bruce said, the Amen effect is for them. I'm really excited to get the book out, she said. It's kind of a love letter to our, IKAR, community. There are a lot of stories of love and loss, drawing on all I've learned pastoring to this beautiful community over the past 20 years. Indeed, as IKAR enters its 20th year, its founding rabbi expressed excitement about all that's ahead for the congregation, including transforming parts of a recently acquired property on La Cienega Boulevard into 60 units of supportive housing for the city's unhoused population. We're excited about developing something that'll be helpful for the city of Los Angeles, Bruce said.